Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in across the United States and around the world. I'm joined today by my special guest co-host, psychic medium Sue Masseri, to offer free mini readings to callers who wish to connect with a deceased loved one. Sue joins me on the first Monday of the month from 3 p.m. Eastern for about an hour, and take as many calls as we can to help you. And we have a bunch of people waiting on us. How about we hit the phone? Okay, here's the lineup. Area code 949, you're up first, followed by area code 760, then 520, then 310. I'll refresh the list as I go, as always. Okay, 949, bringing you live on the air. Welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
Yes, hi. My name is Dee Dee, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Dee Dee. How can we help you today?
I would like to connect with my mother, who's been gone since 2009.
Okay. And what was your mother's name?
Her name was Lucille.
Okay.
And she went by Lou.
Okay. All right. I had a woman while I was waiting for Charlotte to call me, there was a list, well, not a list, but like a line of people in spirit that were lining up. There was one specific person, and I'm wondering if this is a match. Who was she was making sure that her dress was fitting correctly and that her hair was just so. Would this sound anything like your mother?
Yes, she was pretty particular about her appearance.
Okay, okay. All right. The feeling that I am getting from her. All right. Give me a moment. She could, I'm getting kind of a lightheartedness with her, like a someone with a good sense of humor, and that she could be particularly sarcastic. Does this sound like her?
Yes.
Okay. What she's telling me is that you were finding out, or that you have found out as an adult, many of the things that she told you that you didn't believe before. Does this sound familiar?
Yes.
There are a lot of things that she told you growing up and through your lifetime, and especially what I'm getting is especially around parenting. And that this is something that you had to find out firsthand, that she gave you a lot of tips and told you a lot of things, especially where you were concerned and your behavior, that you have now learned by having your own family. Does this sound correct
yes.
for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay. She's kind of tickled with that. Of having that that it's an acknowledgement for her, it's a validation for her. She's saying that you have learned things in your life very, very well. She's also saying that you do have a stubborn streak within you, but that you've done a really good job on stepping up to the plate in this lifetime for the things that you designed for yourself, for you to learn, and for you to evolve emotionally and as a human being, spiritually, as an adult, and she wants to applaud you for this.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, she is bringing up... I don't know how old your children are, but she's bringing up a boy. She's giving me the age around 14, 15, so I don't know if you have a child that's around this age or if this was a significant age for that child, if he is an adult. Do you have a son who's either 14 or is an adult that had life-changing, I'm going to say life-changing. It was turning around, turning a corner, so to speak, around the age of 14 or 15. So Can you clarify that for me?
Yes, I have a son who is learning disabled, and he's now 17, but
okay.
He's got behavioral issues, and he's probably more like the age of 14, 15.
Okay, perfect. She's saying that he has a particular talent or something that he is drawn to that he likes to do over and over and over and over and over again. Does this make sense?
Yes.
I don't know if it's drawing or music or something, but there's something that he's very interested in. He's very, very focused on this particular thing that he likes to do. Okay?
Yes, he wants to be a rapper.
Oh, okay. Okay. this is his talent, all right? For him,
okay.
This is his talent. And she's saying that he should be encouraged. No matter what it sounds like, no matter what it looks like, no matter what anybody else thinks and she's giving me a lot of emotion with this. She's almost making me want to tear up. That this is really important for him. And
okay.
That he should be encouraged. She's also talking about him writing, like writing his own lyrics.
He does.
Let him fly. Let him fly.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
She's saying it doesn't matter what he writes. This
mm-hmm.
all makes sense for him.
Okay.
This is all right for him. And
okay.
Now I don't know if you have a little karaoke thing.
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever little machine you have for him, he's going to outgrow that. So
okay.
you need to get a better quality karaoke machine.
Okay.
And let him, and he's a performer also. This is another part of his talent, is that he is a performer. So if you have the space and you can do it, even if you can do like a little makeshift stage,
mm-hmm.
if you have a basement or an attic or, you know, a room where you can, you know, even buy new pallets, you know, that sod comes on.
Uh-huh.
You get one of those, get a couple of those, put those together, put a piece of plywood on top of it, you know, decorate it and everything. You've got a little stage. You can make
okay.
something.
Okay.
And do the curtains and the, you know, lights, you know, maybe get, you know, like a strobe light with stars or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just going to... He would be over the moon with this.
Okay.
Because he is a performer.
Yes, he is.
So this is what she's just saying. Let him fly. Let him
okay.
spread his wings with this. That this is so, this is his identity.
Okay.
This is his identity. This is what he is here to learn. One of the things that he is here to learn is to learn how to let go and to
okay.
fly.
Interesting.
Okay? No
okay.
holds barred, with no judgments. He does not judge himself. He's like a little child that's
yeah.
running around and being who they are. He has absolutely no self-judgment. And any judgment from any person on the outside doesn't mean a thing for him. This is what he's learning to do. He's learning to let go. He's learning to fly.
Okay.
And
that's
there is no accident that he has chosen you as his mother.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I agree. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, how do you feel, Dee Dee?
I feel great. My daughter was the apple of her eye when she was here on Earth, and she's carrying a new baby out of wedlock, and I was just wondering if she would say anything about that situation.
She has nothing negative to say, and she connected with this soul already.
Oh, wow.
She's connected with this soul already.
That's good to hear. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. What's that, Sue?
Oh, I just wanted to add that I agree with you that you need some you time and to take care of yourself and to recharge. It's very important.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Take care, Dee Dee.
Thank you so much, Lady.
Have a great day, Dee Dee. Okay, thanks.
You too.
I will. Thank you very much. Okay. All right, area code 760, bringing you live on the air. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Georgette, and I'm from California.
Hey, Georgette.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a move that I need to make this month, and I'd like some insight on how to connect with my right and perfect place, putting out a lot of, you know, good stuff into the universe,
mm-hmm.
and just wanted to know the circumstances around connecting with that place this month, if possible.
Okay.
You've already done it. You have already done it. You may not consciously be aware of it, but you have already chosen. And you're just going to have to let things, allow things to happen. Allow it to unfold. This is something that you have designed before you were born. Because this is going to be a major change for you.
Wow.
In a lot of different ways. And this year, Abram has talked about, especially this year, he does not promote a lot of the energetic, what people believe are energetic changes. He does promote, there's this huge energy shift. That's what I meant to say, that he doesn't promote a lot of these energy shifts that people talk about. But mm-hmm. we are in a major one that he does promote. And you, this year, because you are connecting with this, and this mm-hmm. energy, not everybody's going to connect with it. It's not everybody's time.
Right.
It's available to everyone, but everyone is not going to take advantage of this energy. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
you are one of the people who are definitely going to take advantage of the energy that is available in 2017, and it's a huge, huge energy. One of the things that's happened to me, sometimes my wake-up time, you know, I go in different cycles, and sometimes my wake-up time is 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes it's 4:30. So lately it's been around 4:30, and I would just lie in bed, and I would be quiet. This is a great time. If you wake up early in the morning like this, it's a great time because it's quiet to connect with yourself, your inner self. It's a great time to connect with your body, talk with your body. It's a great time to connect with your energy,
mm-hmm.
your life energy. When I have done this the last few times, I have been feeling this energy really way, way deep inside of me that is kind of, and I didn't know how to describe it. It was almost like not quite like a nervousness, definitely not anxiety, but kind of an excitable energy that I couldn't define, but I could feel it really deep, deep within me. And I asked Abram about it. He said, that's the energy of this shift, of this change.
Mm. Mm.
So that's what I would recommend for you. If you wake up early in the morning or if you have quiet time during the evening, to sit quietly and connect, and you can connect with that energy. So your place,
mm-hmm.
and I think you already have a place in mind where you want to go. this is already prearranged by you. This is part of your life design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would suggest that you let things unfold and you allow them.
Is this connected with a job or career situation at all?
I see multiple changes for you.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing. It's going to be multiple changes for you. And this, you're going to be very pleasantly surprised.
That's what I want.
Your life is going to be, it's going to be changing in a lot of very, very positive ways. And you have been, things have not been easy for you up until this point.
Not at all.
And all of everything that you have gone through, all of your trials and tribulations and everything that has not worked out for you is finally coming into alignment. This is no accident either that you have been through all of this in your lifetime. It is not an accident. You have been very deliberate in what you have designed for your life. And I'm here to tell you, you need to give yourself a huge pat on the back because you have done an absolutely wonderful job. It has been painful. It has been rough. There have been people that have treated you badly. You've had the rug pulled out from under you. And everything is about to change.
How are you feeling there?
Well, everything is resonating on a very deep level, and I do, what keeps me going is my inner knowing that all of this is for a reason, that one day, you know, will all make sense and you know, even change, make a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within the next 2 years, in the next 2 years, you're going to have a lot of wonderful surprises.
Well, I look forward to those. I hold space for that, and I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you have learned, up until this point is how to let go, because there have been people that have left you and turned their back on you.
Oh, yeah. Things, people, places,
Okay. So this is a lesson that you have learned. You have learned to let go.
Yeah.
You have come to a point where you are not desperate.
Right.
You are not, you know, I want this. I need this to change, and you're not desperate about it. You have cultivated yourself enough where you have the ability and the maturity and the spirituality to let go. You can let go. And allow. You know how to do this now. And this is why things are going to be changing for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm happy for you. I am so happy for you.
Thank you, Sue. Okay. Thank you so much. I'll look into it.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay. Let's get one more person in. Area code 305. You're our lucky winner. Bringing you live. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Malia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Malia.
I recognize that 305 area code.
Yes, I
you're South Florida,
before.
Right?
It's been a while now. It's been a long time, though. But, yeah.
But since you called in?
Yes, it's been a long time since I called in.
Wow, okay. Well, how can we help you today? How have you been?
I've been good. I have a similar situation to the last caller. I have met a man, and I'm just wondering whether this is the one, if this man is the one.
Okay.
Or
we can have a lot of this is the one. We can have a lot of what people call soulmates. I don't like the word soulmate.
I can't stand it.
Not attracted. I know. It's, you know, people come and go in our lives, and people are very important. All right.
Yes, I'm looking to get married again. I had a long marriage that ended in divorce, because of unfaithfulness, infidelity on my husband's part.
Mm.
And it's been a couple years, almost 4 or 5 years, and I met a lot of guys, but nobody really that I could relate to. But I have met a nice man, and I'm wondering if this guy is the one or if I'm still to meet the one.
Question, how long have you been dating?
I've been seeing him for like 2 months now, but we get along very well. He is almost everything I asked for. You know, I did my list of what I wanted in a mate, and I wrote down he has a lot of those qualities, not all of them, but he has a lot of them, and, you know, I'm...
Okay, your father is passed, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay, your father is coming through. He's giving his stamp of approval. He, what I'm getting from him is that I'm not quite sure how to interpret this feeling that he's giving me, that this is not a man who is, I don't know whether he has secrets or whether it's just difficult for him to talk about his emotions and talk about his past and talk about relationships and you know, things that he might construe as too girly. You know, to...
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. He's very quiet. He doesn't share a lot of himself.
Okay. That, in the long run, is going to be an issue for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because... And he, your dad is saying that that is something that you should be very well aware of. You know, right now you're in that warm, fuzzy stage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Where a lot of things, you're attracted to a lot of things about him, and you're willing to overlook certain things. But in the long run, now he's still giving his stamp of approval, but in the long run, this is going to be an issue for you. And you need to... face that right now instead of just, you know, passing it over and saying it's okay because there's so many other things that are right.
You're right.
This is going to be
down,
an issue for you later on.
Yeah, you know, deep down I know it. Like I said, he has a lot of the qualities I want, but not all of them. Yeah.
Is he perfect for you? He's not going to be, you're not going to find anyone perfect, but you can find someone who is perfect for you. And you know what those red flags are, you know, that you end up paying for things, that you end up taking care of him in some way. You know, you just give and give and give of yourself. Those are the red flags that you need to be aware of, and you are quite aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what your dad is telling me is to make sure, he's saying, because she's such a smart woman. She is such a smart woman. And boy, lady, you've got the, I don't know if you dance or anything, but he's saying, you know how to cha-cha. And you're a lot of fun. And he's just saying, not to be enamored about all of the good things and overlook the other things, okay? He's saying not to overlook the red flags, not to dismiss the red flags, but he is giving his stamp of approval.
Okay. Yeah, because he's the only decent guy I've met. He's the only decent guy I've met in 5 years. And I'm thinking, should I settle with him, or should I, like, you know, wait, but I don't know. You know,
need to keep living your life. You can't wait for somebody. No, you've got to keep living your life. Whether this works out long term or not, you're going to be getting something out of it. You're going to this is going to help you be you, because you're a lively person.
Yeah, I just don't want to have another failed marriage. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
my first one failed, and I don't want to,
don't think of it in terms that it was a failure. It wasn't a failure. You learned something from it. You grew from it. Yeah, not all marriages are meant to last forever.
This is true.
All relationships are meant to last forever.
That's true, too. But
you have to see how that marriage served you not to look at it as what it took away from you, but how it served you.
It made me very happy for a long time, and then it brought me a lot of pain. But in terms of lessons, I don't think I learned anything. I don't see it that way.
This was part of your life. This is you were happy for a long time, and then it came to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things happen like that. I mean, you know, it's a blunt and harsh way of speaking about it, but it did serve you for a long time.
Yeah, it did make me happy.
Don't think too much about it. Don't analyze it too much. You know, keep your eyes and ears open, and if it ever gets to the point where it doesn't feel right, you'll know it.
I know it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much for helping
You're
me clarify.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, this was fun. All right. If you would like a private session with Sue, visit mediumunplugged.com. If you'd like a private session with me, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com. And also, where is your calendar of events? Is that on the Abram Channeling, since it has to do with Abram?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so abramchanneling.com for the teleseminars. That sounds really cool, especially with respect to jobs, and he gives such clear answers, you know?
He does, he does. And $20 is very, very, very reasonable.
It is very reasonable.
If you don't, you know, everybody that asks a question, it ends up being pertinent to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets something from every question that's asked.
Right. Absolutely.
So, it's really.
Sign up.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm sorry, as always, that we didn't get to everybody, and I'll try again next time. And we will talk to you, Sue, in just a few weeks, and I'll enjoy having Tom on next week. And onward we go. Okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks for everything, Sue. Sounds good.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.